We're ready for some football, baby.
High school football coverage on KMZA, your sports authority. On the radio, online at mscsports.net, or download the radio app. Let's go to the press box and get to the high school game of the week right here on 92.1 KMVA.
And another Friday night here in November as we bring you more high school football here across our airwaves. 92.1 KMZA, it's our high school game of the week as the postseason rolls along. And we're back in Class 8-man Division 2 as the number one ranked Axel Eagles are in Waverly tonight to battle the 7-1 Bulldogs. Win, you move on to the semifinals. You lose, your season is complete. Thanks for tuning in on a cold near mid-November Friday night. Kirk Kilman back in studio. I am Brandon Tadman here from Waverly tonight, bringing you the broadcast here across 92.1 and also at mscsports.net. The Bulldogs at 7-1. The Eagles are 10-0. Hanover was the opponent last week for the Eagles, and it was a close game through three quarters, but a dominant fourth quarter by Axtell put that game away. 52-26, the final score, as the Eagles have their first 10-0 start since 1995. Waverly comes into tonight 7-1. They defeated Meridecine Valley last week 54-14. Second time they beat that squad throughout the course of the season. They had a 16-0 lead at the half, but they pulled away with a big third quarter, outscoring the Trojans 24-8. And we got a good one tonight in Class 8-man Division 2 with a trip to Substate on the line. It's 10-0 Axtell and 7-1 Waverly coming up here on the pregame show. You'll hear my conversation with Axtell head coach Eric Detweiler. That's coming up after a timeout. Again, Waverly and Axtell tonight here on 92.1 KMZA. Our pregame continues after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
Life Care Center in Seneca is a great place to work. Their average employee has been with them 10 years plus. Right now they have a hiring bonus available and you'll find increased wages. They pay an incentive of $110 for COVID vaccine completion and they pay for your flu shots. Most of their positions have flexible schedules. Life Care Center in Seneca is hiring right now. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. That's 785-336-3528.
Our high school game of the week here on 92.1 KMZA presented by Peru State College. We're back in 8-man Division 2 in the sectional round as it's number one Axtell in Waverly to take on the Bulldogs here tonight. Again, our featured game on 92.1. We're now talking to Eric Detweiler, the head coach of Axtell. His team pulling away late in their win last week over Hanover, 52-26. Coach, I know there's a lot to digest from that game last week. Close through three quarters, but then able to put it away with a monster fourth quarter on both sides of the ball. You know, just overall takeaways from that game and what you think of your team's performance in the win last week.
Well, you know, I was proud of the way our kids, stayed with it and outlasted Hanover, we had one point in that game where we fumbled on our, 5 or 10 yard line where our kids face adversity where, how are they going to react to that? And Hanover ended up scoring and so we had to come back and drive to kind of get momentum back in the game. And I was proud of the way our kids never give up and fought throughout that whole game and ultimately pulled away in the fourth quarter.
Yeah. You talk about that turnover that you guys had. It was given up back into your own territory. Hanover able to respond. They scored. They got it back to within two, but that was the closest they'd get the rest of the way. And you're right, your offense was able to respond pretty quickly and get a touchdown right back to get it back to a 10-point lead. And then you outscore them by 16 in the fourth quarter. But the defense came up big as well in that second half, late third, early fourth. You forced a couple of interceptions and a turnover on downs, and your offense is able to respond and score on a couple of those drives. Just talk about the defensive effort in that latter portion of the second half.
Yeah, I was proud of the way the kids played. Obviously, when every time you play Hanover, they're well coached and their kids are super smart. Where they're going to run different plays that you haven't seen all year or on film, and And, you know, how you react to some of those plays are, you know, ultimately sometimes the deciding factor in that game. And you know, our kids, you know, a lot of times in the fourth quarter, you know, are tired and fatigued. And you know, I was proud of the way they stepped up and kind of shut, you know, high-powered offense in Hanover down.
Quarterback Isaac Detweiler had another big game, over 200 rushing yards and then 140-plus passing yards. He had five total touchdowns. I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, he was in the 31-32 range in terms of carries in that game against Hanover. Was that kind of the game plan going in to kind of go quarterback heavy in the run game?
Yeah, he did. I think he had like 35 carries, and the first time we played him, I think he had 38. So, you know, you always got a game plan going into games, but, you know, you'd be surprised how many times it seems to change. But obviously him carrying the ball was in our game plan. It worked so well the first time. But we figured Hanover would be, you know, keying on stopping him. And, you know, a lot of times they did, you know, kind of shut him down where we had to go to other options. But ultimately, you know, I thought he carried the ball extremely well and you know, found some holes that, you know, kind of kept moving the chains for us, you know, for first downs and at the same time keeping momentum on our side.
And that puts a heavy positive, of course, on the offensive line. You know, guys like Sawyer Dieters, Grant Butsing, Owen Strothman, those guys obviously have stepped up and they make that work for you as well.
Yeah, super proud of the way those guys have handled, you know, defenses this year. And you know, it seems like we've seen anywhere from a one- to two-man front, even up to a four-man or a five-man front. So, you know, a lot of times those guys are smart enough, you know, even though they're only two sophomores and a junior there, you know, we work on it every week in practice where they can make their own line calls themselves where, you know, how they change their blocking schemes. I always give them, you know, permission or allow them guys to do that. And you know, there's times where they slip up with the defense to catch them off guard. But, you know, for the most part, I'm proud of the way they you know, handle, you know, different formations you know, block and make holes for our running backs and our receivers.
We're talking with Axtell head football coach Eric Detweiler, our pregame coverage continuing here on 92.1 KMZA. We're in Waverly tonight as the Bulldogs are hosting the Eagles in the sectional round of the eight-man D2 playoffs. So let's talk about the opponent tonight in Waverly. This is a team that's 7-1. They took care of Meridacine Valley last week, 54-14. Their lone loss of the year, that was against Lebo, who's a top-five team and still alive in the playoffs. I believe that was week 3 with their only loss. So obviously a very good team. They're a little light on numbers, pretty much same starters on both sides of the ball. But, you know, what's the early scouting report on the Bulldogs and what to expect here tonight?
Well, I think Waverly throws the ball more than probably the average team that we see, you know, watching them on film. They've got a, you know, big receiver, you know, 6'3", 180-pound kid that is very physical and likes to go up and, you know, get the ball out of the air. And at the same time, they got a, you know, a foster kid at number 21, you know, that, you know, I think got over 1,200 yards rushing that, you know, sometimes even plays quarterback for him a little bit. So, and the quarterback, you know, a left-handed quarterback is, you know, something we haven't seen all year with a left-hander. And you know, is a fairly accurate thrower. So, you know, they've got multiple weapons where they can throw it, they can run it. You know, their offense seems to change every week that we play on them, so it makes them a little bit difficult to scout and you know, predict. So, you know, they're, you know, on a winning streak. You know, like you said, I think they've won 4 in a row. You know, and just seems the offense seems to be moving the ball well. So, you know, we're going to have to be prepared this week, that's for sure.
Yeah, their quarterback is a sophomore, Ben Meehan, who has completed over 50% of his passes, about 1,100 yards. So they certainly do like to throw it and spread it out. You mentioned that big receiver that they have, Lane Bartley, 34 catches, over 500 yards. He's a big target. And then Damian Foster, their running back, you mentioned it, right about the 1,200-yard mark and averaging 10 yards per carry. So they're explosive really at all levels, and they got a good size up front on the offensive line. Again, as I mentioned, they're, you know, they're basically playing the same eights on both sides of the ball. Their defense giving up less than 15 points per game. When you kind of look at their defense and you're scouting that side of the ball, what stands out?
Well, you know, they kind of mix things around. You know, trying to prepare for them this week is also, you know, difficult. Like I said, you know, sometimes when they go in motion, they have, you know, one guy, a linebacker, let's say, take it, and the next time the safety take it, and then maybe even later on a defensive end will take it. So, you know, they're doing a good job of mixing it up. They play man and zone in their pass coverage, so they're a little unpredictable there as well. You know, they're up front. They'll switch from a 3-2 to a 3-2 to a 4-man front. But you can just tell that they're well coached. You know, sometimes we're going to have to change plays on the fly in this game, I feel like, to try to get, you know, guys where we need them to be in the open places. So, you know, like I said, a little difficult to prepare for them, but, you know, I think our kids are ready for the matchup.
Just one matchup between the two schools, really, in the last couple of decades. You guys played in 2018 in the postseason, Axtell getting that win big, but, again, just once, really, in the 2000s. So, obviously, a team that's not so familiar with, so to speak, but Again, when you look at the matchup overall and just when you're putting together the game plan and keys to tonight's game, what's it going to take to get that win, keep the momentum riding, and moving on to next week?
Well, you know, this is a away game for us. Our last two games have been home. So I think our kids need to come off the bus with energy, and try not to let the 2.5-hour bus ride, get to them. And then on top of that, I think we need to, minimize turnovers, and then as always grab momentum in this game. I think, momentum is always a huge factor in eight-man football where, bad things can just seem to snowball within 5 minutes of a, game clock. And, we need to kind of keep momentum on our side and stay confident in what we're doing.
I can't imagine the weather having really too much of a part of the game plan, but we were talking before we came on the air here that it's going to be cold. It's going to be mid-30s around kick. So obviously it was fairly nice last week for where we were early on in November, for that game against Hanover, but certainly going to feel a little bit more like football weather tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. And you talked about that game in 2018 when we played them. I remember that game. They come up and it was super cold. I don't remember exactly the temperature, but it was single digits, I think, and we had heaters on the sidelines. So, it looks like it's going to be a little windy tonight where, that always plays a factor in the games for, both sides where both teams like to pass. It looks like great football weather. You can't ask for a whole lot more.
35, roughly, the temperature at kickoff tonight. You're right. Great football weather, no doubt. We should have a lot of fun tonight, Coach. We appreciate it, as always. Axtell and Waverly tonight here on 92.1 at KMZA. Eric Detweiler joining us here on our pregame coverage. Coach, as always, we appreciate it, and good luck tonight.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Peru State College, Nebraska's first college, is investing in your success. Peru State College offers one tuition for all, as well as free academic support for all students. Peru offers online classes as well. Peru State College, investing in you. With Peru State College, get your degree online or on campus. Peru State College, investing in you, because at Peru State College, you can get your degree online or on campus. Get a higher education at Peru State College.
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, you're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. You're so wrapped up in other things. Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasafa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasafa.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
If one of your projects is getting everything winterized around your farm or home, you can depend on Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. They have all the winter supplies you need, like ice melt, tube sand, heaters, antifreeze, heat tape for your water pipes, insulation of all kinds, and be comfortable this winter with window kits to stop those drafts. When it comes to making everything work better this winter, your winterizing projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca.
The answer is yes. SBS.
At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Kansaland Radio.
Kirk Hillman back in studio. I'm Brandon Tam, and thank you for tuning in to our broadcast here tonight, 92.1 at KMZA, our area game of the week. Eight-man Division II sectional round, as it's Waverly playing host to number one Axtell. Real quick, the other games that we have across our airwaves here tonight, 103.9 KMZA. It's Linden at Centralia. Sister Station Care 93.7 has number one Opie in Class 1A taking on Jefferson County North. And, of course, the Holton Channel, that link at mscsports.net. Battle at 10-0, Girard at Holton tonight. So those are the other games we got across our great airwaves here tonight. But we are in eight-man Division II. It is football weather. It is 35 degrees as we get set for kickoff here tonight. Captains are heading towards midfield. The Eagles rocking their road uniforms, white helmets, white tops, blue pants. They got blue numerals and lettering. They are trimmed out in red. And then Waverly is all black, black helmets, black tops, black pants. They got white numerals and lettering, and they are trimmed out in orange.
And the Eagles pulled away in the fourth quarter, defeating Hanover last week 52-26. First 10-0 start for Axtell since 1995. Waverly, they have won five straight, their longest streak since 2018. And Waverly's been a good club. They're actually moving down to the six-man level next year. They only have 12 kids on the roster, so certainly the numbers advantage playing for here tonight. But it says a lot about the talent of the light roster making it this far in the playoffs and heading down to six-man football next year. Again, the coin toss is up. Axtell is the away team. They'll make the call. We will know exactly what's going to happen to start this game here momentarily. So they're moving to their respective sides. So Axtell won the toss, and they will take the ball to start the game. I like the confidence there from the coaching staff, and going to take the ball to start this ball game. Axtell will take it, and Axtell's offense, of course, led by the junior quarterback, Isaac Dentweiler, nearing 1,000 yards on the ground, rushing with 24 touchdowns. He has thrown for nearly 1,500 yards, 26 touchdowns, just two interceptions. This Axtell offense right now averaging 55 points per game. Well, Waverly's defense has been very good, giving up just under 15 points per contest. Again, Kirk Kilman back in studio. I'm Brandon Tamman. Thanks for tuning in. Just moments until the opening kick for our eight-man D2 battle here tonight from Waverly. Fans lined up behind the ropes, behind the sidelines. Again, very chilly. This is the football time of the year. Jackets, beanies, gloves, blankets, you name it, someone's wearing it. And even up here in the press box, it's a little chill as well, but wouldn't have it any other way as we are set for this one tonight. As Axtell here in the first quarter will move the ball from left to right, Waverly set to kick from right to left. Lane Bartley, the senior, will kick off for Waverly. Tees it up near the near side hash, closer to us. These two teams played back in 2018. That's the last time in the last two decades that these two teams have played. And Isaac Dentweiler, the quarterback, taking it as the up man, takes a hit and crossing the 35-yard line. Great field position to start for the Eagles offense. And they will mark him down at the 49-yard line. So first, or correction, the 39-yard line, beg your pardon. So just shy of midfield after a nice return by the up man and the quarterback, Isaac Dentweiler. So here we go, nearing 1,000 yards rushing and 1,500 passing yards. They will split it two wide each side. Dentweiler here to the near side. They throw it. It's caught, and then there's a nice stick, and then not much on the wide receiver's screen as that's Eli Brocksterman. He is going to lose a couple of yards on the reception. So Brocksterman makes the catch, but it's good pursuit by the secondary for Waverly. Again, Brocksterman on the catch. That's his team-leading 32nd catch of the season, but now behind the chains, second down and a long 11. They're going to run a toss right. It's Schmelsley. Can't get away from the blocker, and he gets back to maybe the line of scrimmage for a yard, and that's it, to the 39-yard line. So a third and long scenario coming up here for the Eagles on their opening drive of the game. Schmelsley, the second leading rusher behind Dentweiler, came in at over 540 yards on the season with 14 touchdowns, averaging nearly 11 yards per carry. Eagles here now third and 10 from the 39, just getting going, no score. Dentweiler in the pistol, takes a snap. He's going to run option near side, and he cuts it up the middle, has a first down and more. Well into Bulldogs territory down at the 20-yard line. Isaac Dentweiler on third and 10 goes for 21 yards on the option keeper, and it's a first down for the Eagles. That is a smart play by Dentweiler. The defensive end was reading the pitch towards the running back, and he had a little fake and cut it right up the gut and took it for 21 yards. First down and 10 at the 20 for Axtell here at the near side hash. They'll go three wide set, two near side, one split to the far side. Pistol set with Dentweiler and Schmelsley behind him. Barking out the calls, left side, puts the mouthpiece in, not quite 2 minutes in. Takes a high snap, pulls it down near side, another catch for Brocksterman, working the sideline and out of bounds. expected gain on first down across the 15 to the 14 for a gain of 6, bringing up second down and 4. So a 2-for-2 start passing for Detweiler. Again, he's been so good and so effective in the passing game, completing 76% of his passes so far this year, and he's 2-for-2 to start on this opening drive. 10:03 to go first quarter, no score. Eagles first drive of the game. Detweiler again takes a high snap, quick pitch. It's Schmelzley reading the block on the outside. He's got a first down inside the 10, inside the 5, and he is in. Touchdown, Axtell. It's a 14-yard run by Brandon Schmelzley. And at 9:57 to go opening quarter, Axtell has taken an early 6-0 lead. Schmelzley, 15 touchdowns now on the year. And a good start for the Eagles offense here, as they will go for two, facing a 3rd and 10 early in the drive. They get a 21-yard gain by Detweiler on an option keep. Two plays later, they're able to find the end zone. 6-0 Eagles. 9:57 to go first quarter. They set up for two. They send Brockstrom into motion, and they toss it to him out there, and he dropped it. So it's incomplete. So 6-0 is the score. 9:57 to go opening quarter. Axtell 6, Waverly nothing. Waverly has their first drive of the game coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Highland Trinity College Theater Department presents the complete works of William Shakespeare, abridged, at Culbertson Auditorium, November 11th through 13th. The HCC Players present the phenomenal, popular, and fast-paced, hilarious parody that is not your traditional evening of Shakespeare. Admission is free, as always, but seating is limited for this production. So make plans to attend the complete works of William Shakespeare, abridged, in Culbertson Auditorium, Thursday and Friday, November 11th and 12th at 7:30 p.m., and Saturday, November 13th at 2 p.m. on the HCC campus. In Highland.
KMZA.
Quick start for the Axtell offense. They go 41 yards in about 2 minutes. A touchdown from Brandon Schmelzley, the freshman, a 16-yard scamper on 2nd and 4. Two-point conversion try came up short, so the Eagles, they 6-0 lead just over 2 minutes into the game here at Waverly tonight. Holton with a 7-0 lead on Girard in that 3A contest on the Holton Channel, and then it looks like Thunder Ridge is pulling away from Lebo, which the winner of this game would get the winner of that one next week in a sub-state. So it looks like number 2 Thunder Ridge rolling to a victory over Lebo tonight. Of course, our score updates brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. When time to update your vehicle, how many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Go to HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. Kirk Kilman back in studio. I'm Brandon Tabman. It's a short kick by Detweiler, and the up man falls on it across the 25 at the 27-yard line. That was Brantley Peterson for Waverly. And first down and 10 at the 27-yard line for the Bulldogs offense. They make their first appearance here on their home field tonight. 9:54 to go first quarter. Axtell with a 6-0 lead. Nick Frenza is their head coach. They average 42 points per game. Axtell's defense giving up just under 13 points per contest. First and 10 from the 27. It's been Meehan, the sophomore quarterback under center. They run an end around to this way, and it's Strothman in the backfield who rips that play down for a loss back to the 24-yard line. Carry on that play was Lane Bartley on the end around, and it was Strothman who ripped that one apart, and it's a loss of 3. And it brings up second down and a 13, maybe even closer to 14. We'll call it second and a long 13. So a beautiful play by Strothman in the backfield on Brantley. Under center is Meehan once again. It's Brantley in motion here to the near side. Now he stutters and goes back the other way. There's the snap. They go to Foster, and he is hit and dropped after a yard. It's Strothman again. Back-to-back plays, a yard by the leading running back, Damian Foster. And it is third and long for the Bulldogs offense. It's going to be third down and 11, so they get him for a couple of yards back to the 26-yard line. So Foster for 2. He's nearing 1,200 yards rushing on the year, but not much there. Third down and 11 from the 26. And then we get a whistle, and it looks like Waverly's going to take an early timeout. 8:34 to go, first quarter. Axtell a 6-0 lead here at Waverly. Back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank, in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC, online at 1hbank.com.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Other half of Kansaland Radio, 103.9 KNZA, has Centralia and Linden in Class 1A. Linden out to a 6-0 lead on the Panthers. Johnny Kane with the call of that one here tonight in multiple games across our great airwaves. 6-0 Axtell here at Waverly, 8:34 to go opening quarter. Bulldogs, though, facing now 3rd and 11 at their own 26 after taking their first timeout. Meehan this time will be in a shotgun set. He's got two behind him, one shaded more to the right. They send that man in motion. It's Coy Myers. It's going to be a play fake. They're going to throw it to the far side, and it's incomplete at the 30. They were looking for the big tight end, Lane Bartley, and even if he makes the catch, he's going to be well shy of the first down. And just like that, it looks like a potential three and out as the Bulldogs now facing 4th and 11 at their own 26-yard line. And they will send Bartley back in punt formation, and Detweiler cruising back in between his own 30 and 35-yard line, now backing up a little bit more inside the 30. So a good start, high snap, but able to bring it down. Pretty good punt by Bartley. It's going to be fielded by Detweiler, far sideline, upended across the 25 and at the 27 or maybe the 28-yard line is where Axtell will start their second drive of the game with a 6-0 lead, 8:23 to go in this opening quarter. So picture-perfect start for the Eagles, scoring on their opening drive and then forcing a quick three and out to get the ball right back. And we know how quickly this Eagles offense can strike. So first and 10 at their own 28-yard line. It's going to be a three-wide set, two here to the near side, one to the far side. Schmelzley in the backfield behind Detweiler. They send Brockstrom in motion. They're going to run option here to the near side. It's going to be a quarterback run. Detweiler keeps it himself up near midfield. It's a first down of 11 yards. And right shy of midfield, a gain of 11 for Detweiler and a first down for the Eagles. So already two carries and 32 yards for Isaac Detweiler. Clock on the move. Not quite 4 minutes in to this opening quarter. Axtell back on the move once again. Another first down and a 6-0 lead. Again, Axtell's 10-0 for the first time since 1995, trying to get to the Sump State round next week, where it looks like they would be playing Thunder Ridge as they were pulling away from Lebo. That was an earlier start time tonight. Three wide set. Detweiler barking out the signals. Schmelzley again in the backfield behind him. Two here to the near side. They run it this way. Play fake. Actually, it's going to be a pass downfield, and that one is caught by Brockstrom in Waverly territory inside the 35-yard line. Or correction, the 25 down to the 23. So it's a pitch and catch of 18 yards and another Eagles first down. Three completions, all three have been to Brockstrom. 3 for 3, 23 yards. Brockstrom, 3 catches, 23 yards. First and 10 at the Waverly 23-yard line. 6-0 Axtell, 7:36 left opening quarter. Detweiler in the pistol once again. Brockstrom in motion from right to left. Designed quarterback run. Detweiler keeps it himself. He's tackled down by Bartley at the 20-yard line for a gain of 3 yards. It'll bring up second down and 7. And they had a battle with Hanover last week. It's a one-possession game late in the third quarter, but the defense forcing a couple of big turnovers. They capitalized offensively, and they pulled away, winning that one 52-26. 6-0 here is their lead. 5 minutes into the opening quarter, they're on the move. Second down and 7 at the Waverly 20. Detweiler pistol set again. Good snap. Spins it in his hand. Looking here to the near side. Then has to be forced out of the pocket to the far left side, and then gets away from one. Beautiful juke move. He's going to have a first down run, and he is churning his way inside the 10. He got away from Bartley in the backfield and turned nothing into a great play inside the 10 to the 9. Gain of 11 yards, and it's first and goal for the Eagles. Boy, he is some athlete. And the big defensive lineman, or I should say linebacker, Lane Bartley, had a shot at him in the backfield. And it was just a straight juke move by Detweiler to get away, and he forced his way inside the 10 to the 9. First and goal at the 9 for the Eagles, threatening to score. Not quite halfway into the opening quarter, their lead is 6-0. Two receivers left, one here to the right. Brockstrom in the backfield, they run the option. Pitching it to Brockstrom, cuts it up inside the 5, and he walks into the end zone for another Eagles touchdown. Eli Brockstrom makes it 12-0 at the 6:07 mark here in the opening quarter. Now it's the first carry for Brockstrom tonight, and that one good for his 7th rushing touchdown of the year. And again, 6:07 to go in this opening chain. It is 12-0 Axtell as they line up to go for 2. We'll send 2 here to the near side, 1 split far left. That's Evan Bussing. Schmelzley in the backfield with Detweiler. Option, left side, pitch to Schmelzley, and he walks in for 2. 14-0 Eagles, 6:07 to go first quarter. Picture perfect start for the number 1 team in 8-man D2. We're back at 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Kansaland Radio.
2 drives, 2 touchdowns for the Axtell Eagles here in the opening quarter. 14-0. Number 1 team in 8-man D2 off to a great start. 6:07 to go here in Waverly in the first quarter. Bulldogs will get their second opportunity with the football in the opening frame. 6-6, Centralia and Linden on 103.9 as the Panthers tied that ball game up in Class 1A. Of course, our score updates brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. Detweiler kicks this one away. Low liner kick. It's bobbled at the 10. They fake a reverse, and they're running it with Foster on the far side, and Schmelzley pulls him down right about the 19-yard line, so maybe right at the 20. So it's first and 10 Waverly at their own 20-yard line. Exactly 6 minutes to go in the opening quarter, but now they're looking at the scoreboard, and they see that Axtell has already jumped out to a 14-0 lead. And the way the Axtell offense is moving, certainly want to try to sustain a drive here, ultimately ending in points, because Waverly has not had an answer for the first 2 offensive drives for Axtell here tonight. First and 10 at the 20. Meehan takes the snap. They run it with Myers on the far side, and he's upended at the 24-yard line for a gain of 4. It brings up 2nd down and 6. Eli Brockstrom in on the stop. 2nd down and 6 coming up at the 24-yard line. Clock on the move now under 5:40 here in the opening quarter. Eagles 14, Waverly nothing. First drive, it was Schmelzley, a 16-yard touchdown run. And just a moment ago, it was Brockstrom, a 9-yard run. That time converting the 2-point conversion, sitting at 14-0. Meehan again in the gun, takes the snap, they hand it off to Foster, makes a nice move to the outside, he's going to have a first down and a little bit more across the 30, and the first down of the game for Waverly as Foster makes a nice move, gets up to the 33-yard line for a gain of 9, and that moves the chains for a first down. Damian Foster, one of the few seniors on this Waverly team, leads the team in carries, yards, averaging nearly 10 yards a carry this season. He can also catch it out of the backfield, 13 catches, 193 yards to this point. So first and 10 Waverly at their own 32, trailing Axtell 14-0, just over the halfway point in the first quarter. Meehan play fake, dropping back to pass, has to avoid the rush, and then dumps it off to Foster, and somehow is going to get back to the line of scrimmage and maybe gain a yard out of that. Good pursuit up front. I had the defense. Grady Bussing was in there, and Grant Bussing as well, chasing down Meehan, and it turns into a one-yard gain to bring up second down and 9. That's the first catch for Foster out of the backfield. So second and 9 from the 33-yard line. Clock moving at 4:42 here in the first quarter. Axtell leading 14-0. So Meehan will put trips here to the near side in the gun all by himself, and now they send Bartley a little bit farther out in motion here to the near side. He rolls this way, and it's thrown in the flat, and it's picked off at midfield at the 35 and down to the 34. It's Grady Bussing, the sophomore, picking off the pass off the deflection by Coy Myers, who should have made the play. And Grady Bussing in the right spot in the right time and pulls through the interception, returns it for 6 yards. And just like that, the Eagles are back in business in Waverly territory, first and 10 at the 34. Myers should have had it, went through his hands. And it was Grady Bussing with the INT. They're going to pitch it to Schmelzley here on first and 10. Goes to the sideline inside the 30, ripped down out of bounds. Good gain on first and 10. Cross the 30 to the 27-yard line for a gain of 7 yards. So that brings up second down and 3. Schmelzley with his third carry so far for 20 yards here in the first quarter. Now danger zone time for Waverly after the turnover. By the way, that was Grady Bussing's third interception of the season. Second and 3 at the 27-yard line. 4:05 to go, first quarter. Axtell with a 14-0 lead and looking for more. Detweiler takes the snap. Play fake. Gets away from one and now scoots to the outside. He's got a first down. Breaks away from another tackle and is inside the 10. Let's see where they mark him out. It looks like they mark him right at the 10 for a gain of 16 and another Axtell first down.
Centralia up 12-6.
Boy, a lot of missed tackles by the Waverly defense here in the opening quarter. Detweiler making some great moves out there. First and goal at the 10 after another big gain of 16 yards. Detweiler now with 5 carries and 62 yards already here in the first quarter. 14-0 Axtell. Again, under 4 minutes to go in this first quarter. Here's the play fake. They're going to throw it to the end zone. Has a man! Touchdown, Axtell! It's Grady Bussing, the sophomore. They fed the man after the INT, well-deserved, and at 3:53 to go in the opening quarter, the lead is now 20-0. Axtell putting it on the Bulldogs here early. So a 10-yard touchdown pass from Isaac Detweiler to Grady Bussing. Now they set up to go for the two-point conversion. For Grady Bussing, his team-leading 10th touchdown of the year. Detweiler walks in the two-point conversion. It's now 22-0 Axtell. 3:53 to go, first quarter. We'll step aside. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have 3 styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, heinentruevalue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
KMZA.
Axtell putting it on early. 3 drives, 3 touchdowns, 22-0. Eagles in front here at Waverly. 3:53 to go in the opening quarter. Thunder Ridge is rolling now over Lebo, so it looks like Thunder Ridge and the Longhorns will be moving on to the sub-state round next week. Winner of this game would get Thunder Ridge in the semifinals. Another half of the brackets in 8-man D2. You got four more teams at 9-1, Dighton and Victoria, and then Wheatland-Grinnell was putting it on South Barber last checked in that one.
Wheatland-Grinnell.
But here we got a 22-0 Axtell lead with 3:53 to go in the opening quarter. And the up man, Coy Myers, is going to down that one at the 21-yard line. So that's where the Bulldogs take over, first and 10.
Wheatland-Grinnell won 46-0.
So Wheatland-Grinnell, 46-0. They took care of a South Barber. So one of the semifinal spots in 8-man D2 is locked up as Wheatland-Grinnell improves to 10-1. South Barber ends their season at 9-2. Thunder Ridge, just like Axtell, 10-0 going into their ballgame tonight, and they were putting it to Lebo. Last check there, 3:50 to go. First quarter, 22-0 Axtell, first and 10. Waverly at their own 21-yard line. Meehan hands it off to Foster. Detweiler in there on the stop. A host of white jerseys ripping him down. Forward progress to the 23 for a gain of 2. And it's second down and 8 coming up for Waverly. Third carry for Foster in the first quarter. So second down and 8 coming up at the 23-yard line. Sawyer Dieters back into the game on the defensive front for Axtell. So again, if you're Waverly, you really are in some troubled waters now with how this game has started. Still a lot of time, but Axtell has looked unstoppable on both sides of the ball. Second and 8 from the 23. Foster in motion, now going to the far side, and that ball is on the turf. There's the battle, and Grady Bussing of all coming up with it at the 25-yard line. So how about the first quarter for Grady Bussing? In the last 5 minutes, he has an interception, a touchdown reception, and a fumble recovery. Second turnover in the first quarter for Waverly. And Axtell takes over first and 10 at the Waverly 25-yard line. My, oh, my. So now Detweiler first and 10 is Axtell looking to pour it on a little bit more. They lead 22-0, 3 minutes to go first quarter. And Grady Bussing taking care of both of those turnovers by Waverly. Oh, Detweiler in some trouble, getting away from someone, throwing it here to the near side, incomplete to Brandon Schmelsley, avoided the sack. That's the positive. First incompletion thrown by Detweiler, now 4-for-5 in the quarter. And it's second down and 10 at the 25. 2:52 to go first quarter. Axtell 22, Waverly nothing. Brandon Schmelsley, Eli Brockstrom, and Grady Bussing have the 3 touchdowns for Axtell here in the first quarter. And Grady Bussing also has an interception and a fumble recovery. By the way, that was his 3rd fumble recovery of the season. Second and 10, Axtell at the 25 of Waverly. Pistol set, 2 wide here to the near side. They run option. Schmelsley, far side, good blocking on the outside. It's a first down and more. Cuts it up inside the 15 and down at the 10. It's a gain of 15 for Schmelsley. It's first and goal, Axtell. So first and 10 at the 10. First and goal, correction. 2:40 to go. Clock moving. 22-0 Axtell here in the first quarter, looking for another. Gut check time. If you're the Waverly defense, can you get some kind of a stop or even force a turnover? Detweiler in the pistol. 2 here to the near side. It's a play fake. Detweiler keeps it. Makes a man miss. Dancing through defenders into the end zone for the touchdown. Isaac Detweiler from 10 yards out, his 25th rushing touchdown of the year, and at 2:19 to go in the first quarter, it's now 28-0, Axtell. They will line up to go for 2 to try to hang a 30 spot here in the first quarter, with still 2 and change to go. Detweiler keeps it, now throws it to the far side. Schmelzley walks in with the late pitch on the option, and the two-point conversion is good. 30-0 Axtell, 2:19 to go first quarter. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kickhafer & Bussing, certified public accountants in Marysville and now in Seneca, are qualified and available to assist you with all of your income tax and accounting needs. Stop by and visit Ken Kickhafer, Kent Bussing, or their staff of certified public accountants and paraprofessionals. For prompt and friendly service, contact Kickhafer & Bussing at their two locations, 1100 Broadway in Marysville at 562-2100, or 508 Main Street in Seneca at 336-2400 to set up an appointment. Kickhafer & Bussing, where quality begins.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Kirk Kilman back in studio. I'm Brandon Tadman here. It's a chilly night in Waverly, mid-30s. Feels like football weather, but Axtell lighting up the scoreboard and keeping things hot. 30-0, another touchdown on the board. This time Isaac Detweiler, a 10-yard touchdown run with a two-point conversion from Schmelzley. 30-0, all Eagles here in the opening quarter at Waverly. Axtell getting ready to kick this one away with Detweiler as he tees it up between the hash marks at the 30. There's the kick. And Myers pops it into the air. The 25 makes a man miss, churning his way forward to the 30, and that's where Waverly will start, or maybe the 29. We'll see where they mark him, but they'll put it right at the 30, far side hash. So two turnovers by Waverly in their last two possessions have resulted in Eagles touchdowns. The Eagles have scored every time they've touched the ball here in the first quarter. It was a Grady Bussing interception, and then Grady Bussing again the next following possession at a fumble recovery. Everybody getting in the mix. Schmelzley, Brocksterman, Detweiler, and Grady Bussing all have touchdowns here in the first quarter. Waverly down 30-0, 2:14 to go first quarter. It's first and 10, the Bulldogs at their own 30-yard line. Meehan in the gun, got to make something happen here. He's going to play fake, they want to run it. This is well defended, there's a long throw down the field, and it's incomplete, intended for Lane Bartley. Huge credit to Grady Bussing there, did not bite on that fake. Tried to run a little out and up, down the field route, and it was well covered, and it's incomplete, and it brings up second down and 10.
Thunder Ridge won 52-18.
So it's official, Thunder Ridge 52-18 over Lebo. Thunder Ridge now 11-0, awaits the winner of this one next week in Substate. Axtell in a great spot, 30-0 their advantage here late first quarter. They're trying to set up a screen, and that one's caught by Foster, and it's blown up, and the ball's loose again, and Axtell recovers it at the 30-yard line. It's Eli Brocksterman who comes away with the fumble recovery, and it's first and 10 Axtell at the 30-yard line. Oh, man, when it rains, it absolutely pours. So 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter, and Axtell has forced three straight turnovers and lead 30-0. And Detweiler again dropping back, throws it here to the near side. It's caught at a knee by Bussing. That's Grady Bussing on the play. It's a gain of 10 yards to the 20 and a first down. Everybody getting involved. And Waverly is in a lot of trouble here. First and 10 at the Waverly 20 for the Axtell offense. A minute 50 to go in this quarter. They already lead 30-0. And in danger of putting some more on the board. They'll bring Brocksterman and Grady Bussing here to the near side. It's Evan Bussing lined up far side left. Schmelzley in the backfield. He runs flat. Detweiler has time. Dancing in the pocket, throws. It's caught by Grady Bussing again. Makes a man miss. Stiffs arms a guy and gets into the end zone. Touchdown! A 20-yard strike. Pitch and catch from Detweiler to Grady Bussing, his second receiving touchdown of the quarter. It is 36-0 Axtell with a 1:22 to go here in the first frame. They will line up to go for two and really doing everything they can to put this game away early. Now three catches, 40 yards, and two touchdowns for Grady Bussing. What a quarter he's had. Detweiler option left, walks into the end zone, but a flag is thrown, so hold on a bit. So we'll see. First flag of the game, and it's against Axtell, so they'll have to try again for two. So 36-0 at the 1:22 mark here in the opening quarter. So again, that was another touchdown pass for Isaac Detweiler. So now they got to do it at the 14. A run an option. Schmelzley makes a man miss. Good blocking downfield, and he is upended into the end zone for the two-point conversion. So it's a 14-yard two-point conversion, and it's 38-0 Axtell with 1:22 to go in the first quarter. We'll step aside. We got more coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
November is American Diabetes Month and time to communicate the seriousness of diabetes and the importance of diabetes prevention and control. Nearly 30 million children and adults in the United States have diabetes. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital has a Healthy Living with Diabetes education program for our community. If you want more information about our diabetes education program or the support group, contact Leah Heinen or Becky Barkowski at 785-336-6181. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, saying it's all Axtell right now is an understatement. A minute 22 left in the first quarter. It is 38-0 Eagles. They are rolling here over Waverly in the sectional round of the eight-man D2 playoffs. Last touchdown, Isaac Detweiler to Grady Bussing. A second time those two have connected. This time it was 20 yards out. And despite the flag on the first two-point conversion try, they're still able to get it from 14 yards out to make it 38-0. Again, 1:22 to go in this first quarter. So now Isaac Detweiler up to 28 passing touchdowns on the year, just two INTs. And he'll kick this one off, line drive floating towards the far sideline, and it's scooped up at 20 and out of bounds. I guess right at the 20. So that's where Waverly will take over, first down and 10. Right now, Waverly has a total of 15 yards. Axtell, a 80. So 180 to 15 right now is the yardage advantage for Axtell here in the first quarter. They lead 38-0, looking to punch that ticket to Substate in the semifinals next week, where they'll take on Thunder Ridge, who has already knocked out Lebo tonight, 52-18. Still some time, though. There's the sophomore, Ben Meehan, at quarterback. They'll send Foster in motion to the far side. He's under center. They'll take the snap. They'll toss it over there to the far side. Good pursuit, but able to churn out a few yards there to the 25. That's Coy Myers on the carry. He gets five. It'll bring up second down and five. Second carry in the first quarter for the junior Coy Myers. So second down and five at the 25, down to a minute 14 to go in this first quarter. Owen Strothman running back on the field for Axtell. Dieters, Grady Bussing, Owen Strothman, the three up front on the defensive line. Schmelzley, the back man in the secondary. Meehan under center. They send Myers in motion to the far side. Now churns and comes back this way to the near side. Another fumble, and it looks like Waverly was able to fall on top of that one. Foster lucky to fall on it back at the 23-yard line. So it's a loss on the play. And it brings up now third down and seven. Another turnover or at least another near turnover there for Waverly, but Foster able to jump back on it. It's a loss at two. It's third and seven coming up. Final 47 seconds here in the first quarter. We'll see what they got in the playbook here on third and seven. Their own 23-yard line, Meehan in the gun. He's got Foster behind him, a receiver, Myers, out to the right. Takes a good snap. Left-handed quarterback shifting to his right, throws it downfield, and that's caught for a first down to Bartley across the 35 to the 36 for a gain of 11 and a first down. So a big play. Keep the drive alive for Waverly. That's the first catch by Lane Bartley. He's the leading receiver for this team. That's his team-leading 35th reception of the season, and that one is good for 11 and a chain mover. First and 10 now coming up at the 36. He went out of bounds, so the clock is stopped at 23 seconds remaining in this first quarter. Two down defensive fronts here. Detweiler inching close to the line of scrimmage. They snap it to Foster. Foster keeps it himself, and he's hit immediately by Sawyer Dieters on the far sideline and ripped down for maybe a yard. And that should be the final play of the first quarter. Down to 10 seconds, and we get a stoppage in play. It looks like there's an injured player for Waverly on the far sideline, so it stops the clock with 7 seconds to go here in the quarter. And again, an injured player on the far side of the field. Trying to see who that is for Waverly. Oh, and that's a tough blow. That's Foster. That's their leading rusher. And he was the one who had the carry, and he limps off to the sideline. Appears to be an ankle injury for Foster, and to the sideline he goes, and well, turn the clock back on and run it out. So that's the end of the first quarter. It's all Axtell, 38-0 their lead at Waverly. We're back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
As harvest progresses and comes to a close, Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca wishes everyone a happy Thanksgiving. They hope your year has been full of abundant blessings. This holiday season, give thanks for the food on your table and the farm families who made it all possible. Happy Thanksgiving from Beth and Fran at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca.
Go Eagles! That's what they say all the time at Porting Farms. They're a big Axtell Eagles supporter and enjoy watching and listening to the games. Thanks to the students, coaches, and teachers who are helping to achieve another great year for the Axtell Eagles from Porting Farms.
KMZA.
Getting ready to start the second quarter, 38-0, all Axtell here at Waverly. Looking to punch that ticket to Substate next week where they'll take on Thunder Ridge, who won earlier tonight over Lebo. Thunder Ridge now 11-0. Axtell trying to get to the same spot and stay undefeated and move that much closer to the state championship. So getting ready to start the second quarter of action. It'll be second down and 10 for Waverly at their own 36-yard line. They switch sides of the field, so now the Bulldogs will move from left to right. Right before the end of the quarter, their leading rusher, Damian Foster, went out with an injury, and he is still on the sideline, so sophomore Ben Meehan, the quarterback, will work with Coy Myers in the backfield. Also, Judd Pope, a sophomore, who has 19 carries on the year, is checked in as well behind him. So second and 10 at the 36. Meehan under center. They'll send Pope to the outside, and they'll toss it to Myers, and great pursuit, and nowhere to go. Ripped down in the backfield. Strothman in there. Also, Dieters in there, and that is a loss on the play of about 3 yards. We'll say it's a loss of two, so it's third down and a long 12 back at the 33-yard line, so it will be officially a loss of three by Myers. So third and 13 coming up for Waverly, and now with their top running back on the sideline with an injury. That's certainly not helping their cause. 40 seconds into the second quarter, 38-0. The Axe still lead. Now we get a whistle, and I think we're going to get a timeout. So Waverly's going to burn their second timeout. We'll take one as well. Back in 30 seconds here on 92.1 KMZA.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Axtell 38, Waverly nothing, 11:14 to go in the first half. All Eagles here in this one tonight. Again, a very cold, cold evening. Mid-30s at kick, a lot of blankets, jackets, beanies, gloves here across the way in Waverly. So out of the timeout, 3rd and 13 for the Bulldogs, their own 33-yard line. Meehan back to pass, now skipping over to this side. He's going to throw it here to the near side, has a receiver, and it's picked off inside the 30. It's Evan Bussing, the junior, his first INT of the season. And it's another turnover for Waverly, their 3rd in the first half, their 2nd interception. And Axtell takes over once again, 1st down and 10. A heady play by Evan Bussing. So all the Bussings getting in the action here tonight. Ball at the 27-yard line, 1st and 10. So now Axtell moving from right to left. It's their own 27, 1st and 10, 38-0 lead. Detweiler's going to follow Schmelsley, designed quarterback run, and he gets upended by Myers. It's a good first down run up near the 35. They'll mark him down at the 34, so it's a gain of 7. And it brings up 2nd down and 3. Detweiler already now 7 carries for 79 yards here in the first half. Again, we're a couple scores away from this one being potentially over. 10.5 minutes to go, first half. It's 38-0 Axtell. 2nd down and 3 from their own 34. Correction, 2nd and 4. Detweiler takes the snap, quick hitter here to the near side. That one is caught. That's Bussing making a man miss and getting upfield quickly, and then finally ripped down inside the 30 at the 31-yard line. It's a gain of 25 yards and a first down. Evan Bussing, his first catch, making a nice move on the outside. And it's 1st and 10 at the... See where they mark him out, the 26-yard line. So another big first down. Detweiler takes the snap, looking right, still looking right, has a man wide open. It's Grady Bussing at the 5. He's in the end zone. Touchdown! Grady Bussing, another touchdown, 26 yards out, and it's now 44-0 Axtell with 9:41 left in the first half. There was a defensive breakdown on the part of Waverly. And Grady Bussing now has 4 catches and 3 touchdowns here in the first half. Now a chance to go for 2 for Axtell. 2 receivers right. You got 1 here to the left side. It's Schmelsley in the backfield. Another option here to the near side. Detweiler cruises in for 2, and it's good. 46-0 Axtell. 9:41 to go, first half. We'll take a break. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ready for a fast,
safe and easy way to send your share of the rent money? Put your feet up, because with Zelle, you can send your monthly amount from the comfort of your couch. Zelle is conveniently found in your United Bank and Trust online or mobile banking account, and it's available now. Ask a United Bank and Trust representative for more information. Available to United States Bank account holders only. Terms and conditions apply. United Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Three touchdown receptions for Grady Bussing here in the first half. Isaac Detweiler, 8 of 9 passing for 114 yards. And it's 46-0 Axtell. They are in complete control with still 9:40 to go in the second quarter. Four turnovers in the first half for Waverly. Two fumbles and two interceptions. And the number one team, an eight-man D2, certainly flexing their muscle here tonight. And potentially looking to finish this one early. See what Waverly can do here. Again, it looks like their leading rusher still on the sideline with an ankle injury, so Detweiler puts a boot to this one. It's deflected off the hands of Myers. He runs back, picks it up at the 6. He'll take off with it across the 15 and down at the 19-yard line. So that's where Waverly takes over their own 19-yard line, first and 10, down 46-0, 9:35 to go in the second quarter. Let's see what the Axtell defense can do. They have forced four turnovers already. Have all resulted in touchdowns. So it's Meehan again at quarterback. We'll have two receivers far side left. Ball on the far side hash at the 19-yard line. They go from left to right. Meehan takes the snap. Give is to Myers, the running back. Tries to make a move, and down he goes. He might have lost a yard on the play. We'll say he got back to the line of scrimmage. No gain. It's second down and 10. Boy, the defensive fronts, guys like Sawyer Dieters, Grant Bussing, Owen Strothman, they have been a nightmare for the offensive front for Waverly here in the first half. They have destroyed the line of scrimmage, making plays left and right.
Centralia up 33-6.
Centralia cruising away past Linden right now, 33-6. Score updates brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. A game on 103.9 KNZA. Second and 10, Meehan will throw it with the left hand downfield and left his man short, incomplete. It was Brady Wallace, the junior receiver, the intended target. Now just 2 of 6 passing for 12 yards for Ben Meehan. Now coming up third down and 10 at their own 19-yard line. 8:46 to go first half. Axtell 46, Waverly nothing. Plenty of great games, as mentioned, across our airwaves as well. Again, Holton Gerard in Class 3A on the Holton Channel. Justin Fluke has the call for that one. So third and 10 here for Waverly at their own 19-yard line. Meehan takes the snap, throws it to the far side, and it's batted away incomplete. Good defense on the far side. That was Ryland Bussing, the freshman. That's his third pass breakup of the year, and it's now fourth down and 10. So already, of course, seeing some of these younger guys in the game for the Eagles, and now it looks like Waverly is lining up to punt this one away on 4th and 10 as Bartley stands inside his 10. And it's Schmelzley backing up to his own 36-yard line to field it. 8:43 to go in the half. 46-0 Axtell. And it looks like they're going to run a fake. So Bartley's running it here to the near side. He'll have a first down across the 30-yard line into the 33. So it's a gain of 14 on the fake punt. And it's a first down for the Bulldogs. So So move the chains. First and 10 at the 33, maybe the 34-yard line. It's in between the 33 and the 34. The Waverly keeps the possession alive on the fake punt conversion. Ball near side hash. Meehan gets under center. Bartley lined up here to the near side. He's got two in the backfield with him. They'll toss it here to Myers, and that one is ate up pretty quickly. Good pursuit by the Axtell defense. Kevin Bussing on the stop. It's a gain of maybe a half a yard. We'll call it no gain. It's second down and 10. So the last three carries for Myers have gone for a total of negative 3 yards. He's just at 5 carries for 6 yards here in the first half. Again, the Axtell defense playing very well against the Waverly offense that came in averaging over 41 points per game. 46-0 Axtell, 7.5 minutes to go in the half. Here's Meehan rolling to his left. He wants to take a shot. He's throwing it way downfield. Bartley has it, and it is incomplete. That was a heck of a catch along the sideline, but he was out of bounds. Good sportsmanship on the part of both as Schmelsley and Bussing helped him up. Great effort, but incomplete. Now third down and 10 for Waverly outside their, or inside their own 35 at the 34-yard line. Clock stopped at 7:24 here in the second quarter. 46-0 Axtell. Meehan has a 3-wide set split out left. He'll take the snap. Just a 2-man rush here for Axtell. Has time, throws it to the far side, and it's dropped. Right through the hands of the junior, Brady Wallace. And that brings up fourth down. That's one you want back. Is would have easily been a first down. Good throw by Meehan, but dropped by Wallace. And it brings up fourth down, and call it a long 9, close 10. 7:18 to go in the half. Axtell leading 46-0. Well, again, Bartley is lining up to punt. They did moments ago and then ran a fake and got a first down. I think Axtell's playing a little more conservative here to make sure that doesn't happen again. Takes a snap here. There is the fake. They throw it, and it's caught. He's got a long way to go. Myers does, and he's hit. Taken down at the 49. It's a gain of 5. It doesn't matter. Not going to make the first down stick. And Axtell takes over after the failed punt, or after the failed fake punt. So just like that, it is first and 10 Axtell at the Waverly 39-yard line. 7:10 to go, first half. 46-0 Axtell. Chance to put this game away with a touchdown on this drive.
Holton,
Detweiler in the pistol, Schmelsley in the backfield. They got two receivers to the right. They throw a screen out there. That's Grady Bussing on the catch, and then he's flung forward to the 35, maybe the 36 for a gain of 3. Bring up second down. Coy Myers in on the stop. So second down and 7. Kind of a short 7, long 6. The 36-yard line. Now 5 catches, 69 yards for Grady Bussing. He also has 3 touchdowns. Puts him up to 12 on the year. Detweiler takes the snap. They're going to fake it. And that should be pass interference, but they're not going to call that. The defender on the play got beat by Evan Bussing and then kind of tugged on the jersey there. And then Meehan got away with one. It's incomplete. It brings up third down. That was a clear as day pass interference. The officials let it go, and now third down, and again, a long 6 for Axtell. 6:21 to go, first half, and a 46-0 lead here at Waverly. Detweiler in the pistol, Schmelsley behind him, 2 right, 1 left. They're going to run option near side. Detweiler trying to get away from Bartley, and Bartley spins him down maybe a yard to the 35. So it brings up fourth down. Good tackle by Bartley. So now Now, fourth down and a short six, a long five, we'll call it. A halfway point here in the second quarter. Again, a touchdown would put the game away. 46-0, Axtell with the lead. But now facing fourth down and a long five from the Waverly 35. Detweiler in the pistol, man right, two left. Ball near side hash. Brocksterman, and they get some movement up front, and this might be a free 5 yards. Ian Gaddis, the senior defensive lineman, jumped off sides, and that's going to make it now fourth and maybe a half yard. So that is a tough penalty. So a good hard count put together now, and from fourth and a long five to fourth and a half yard. Ball at the 30-yard line now. Under 6 minutes to go. Detweiler takes the snap. Gives it to his running back. There's Schmelzley. Has a first down and more. Gets to the sideline and then inside the 20 and knocked out of bounds at about the 18-yard line for a gain of 12 yards and a first down. Schmelzley's five carries now for 48 yards. First and 10 now at the 19. Coming up on 5 minutes to go in the first half. Axtell leading 46-0. They got it first and 10 in the red zone at the 19. Detweiler takes the snap. They hand it to Schmelzley again. Good blocking. Has a running room here. Tiptoes into the end zone down the sideline. And that will do it. 52-0. Axtell extends the lead as Schmelzley goes in from 19 yards out. That was unbelievable blocking by everyone involved for Axtell to open that lane up for Schmelzley. 52-0 with 4:49 to go here in the second quarter. Schmelzley now with another touchdown. He's got 67 rushing yards here in the first half. They go for two. And that one is good. Schmelzley gets popped across the goal line, but it's good. 54-0. 4:49 to go. All Axtell. We'll take a break. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
KMZA.
Brandon Schmelzley, a 19-yard touchdown run. 4:49 to go first half. It's Axtell 54, Waverly nothing. Here in the sectional round of the 8-man D2 playoffs, Kirk Hillman, Brandon Tabman. That's 92.1 KMZA Seneca. Bringing you our game of the week here tonight as Axtell continues to roll, leading 54-0, just under 5 minutes to go in the first half. So kicking off is Dylan Harbolt, a freshman, now for Axtell. Return down the far sideline around the 20. That's where Waverly will take over. Looks like at their own 18-yard line, first and 10. So first and 10, Waverly. McCoy Myers on the return there. Not much with it. 18-yard line is where Waverly takes over, first and 10. Down 54-0, 4:42 to go in the first half. So Meehan will get under center. It looks like it's Judd Pope and Coy Myers in the backfield with him. He'll take the snap. It's Myers. Or no, it was a fake, and it looked like a fumble, and Axtell jumps on it. It's a fumble. They were trying a fake reverse type play. And it's Ian Scala who recovers the fumble. And Axtell takes over, first down and 10 in the red zone. That's the fifth turnover on Waverly here in the first half. Make it three fumbles and two interceptions. Now it's first and 10 at the 11 for Axtell. Now they're letting Schmelzley run quarterback, and then that one is fumbled, and it looks like Axtell jumped on it. At the 9-yard line is against some younger players who are now getting their opportunities. I think it was a couple yards there for Rylan Bussing. So again, Rylan, a freshman. So gains a couple of yards, second down. So they gave him three, second and 7 at the 9-yard line. Schmelzley takes the snap. They go to Rylan again, and he'll get maybe a yard at a best. That's about it. It'll bring up third down inside the Waverly 10. So at the 9-yard line, no gain there for Rylan Bussing. 3:40 to go in the first half. 54-0 Axtell, trying to put more points on the board. They're facing third and 7 from the Waverly 10. Schmelzley, the quarterback, Rylan Bussing behind him, a receiver left and two to the right. Schmelzley takes the snap. He's going to keep it himself and is brought down by Bartley for maybe a yard or two down to the 7. He'll get a couple. Brings up fourth down and about 5 to go. Gain 4th and 5 at the Waverly 7, approaching the 3-minute mark here in the first half. Axtell in control, 54-0. Let's see what they got. It's in the playbook here on 4th and 5 at the Waverly 7 with Schmelzley in at quarterback. Schmelzley keeps it himself, cuts it inside the 5, and he gets into the end zone. Touchdown, Axtell. Brandon Schmelzley adds another, this one from 7 yards out, and at 2:38 to go in the half, it's now 60-0, Axtell. And we'll line up to go for 2. So it is all Axtell, and that is an understatement here. Again, Waverly is a team that's low on numbers. They're actually going down to 6-man next year. The fact that they have gotten this far in the playoffs and good of a season they put together was pretty phenomenal. Here's Schmelzley on the keeper for the 2-point conversion. Then he tries throwing it into the end zone. It's tipped, and it's caught for 2. A bizarre play. And when everything's going right, it's certainly going right. It's caught in the end zone for 2. It's now 62-0 in favor of Axtell. I mean, Schmelzley was just being brought down and behind the line of scrimmage, they just chucked it and was tipped. It was Lee Harbolt. Makes it 62-0 with 2:38 to go in the half. Well, again, it's going to set up number 1 and number 2 next week in the semifinals. Thunder Ridge won earlier tonight over Lebo, 52-18. Longhorns are 11-0, and Axtell putting themselves in that spot to improve to 11-0 as well. So Harbolt, again, the freshman, will kick off for Axtell. Runs at it, boots it away, line drive kick. Bartley at his feet, picks it up at the 10. Pushes his own guy down and then comes here to the near side. Now he's going to reverse field. He's got some room over there, gets to the 20, 25, and finally forced out of bounds. across the 25 to the 28-yard line. So that's where Waverly takes over first and 10, down 62 to nothing with 2:26 to go in the first half. Right now the unofficial yardage is 284 to 41 in favor of Axtell. Waverly back to work on offense. First and 10 at their own 28 with 2:26 to go. Five turnovers in the first half by this Waverly offense. Axtell has scored every time they've touched the ball. Two down on the defensive front for Axtell. Meehan under center. They'll send Myers in motion here to the near side. They'll toss it this way. It's Pope. Pope getting a good block. Makes a man miss. Has a first down run up near midfield. And a late flag is thrown here on the sideline. We'll see what the flag is. Pope went for about 12 yards and a first down on the pitch here to the near side. It might be a late hit, so they're actually going to take it back. They're going to wave it. So they say no foul. They thought maybe Grady Bussing was a little late on the hit out of bounds, but they say no thank you. But again, Judd Pope, his first carry goes for 10 yards and a first down. So 2:04 left in the half. It's 62 to nothing. Axtell, first down carry there for Pope. It's first and 10, just shy of midfield at the 39. They'll send Myers in motion. Now he'll stop, go back the other way. They'll give it to Myers on the end around right. And a good hit over there on the far sideline and spun down. How about Gavin Shaughnessy, a freshman, making a big play over there on the junior Coy Myers. It's a gain of 2 to the Axtell 39. So what a play by Gavin Shaughnessy, the freshman, just his second tackle of the season. And that got the Axtell fans up and rowdy a little bit with the final 80 seconds coming off the clock here in the second quarter. 62-0 all Axtell. Second down and 8 for Waverly at the Axtell 39. Meehan will take the snap, wants to toss it to Myers here, kind of juggled it, makes a move, has a good run, puts his head down, runs a man over and stays on his feet inside the 30. And it's a first down run inside the 30 to the 28-yard line. So Myers goes for 11 yards at a first down. Leading rusher for Waverly, just 7 carries and 19 yards. Final minute left in this game. As we're going to hit the run rule here at the half, 62-0 the score. And if Waverly can find a little momentum, as again, they are heading to six-man action next season. Meehan under center, takes the snap, play fake. Standing tall in the pocket, throws it downfield. That one's caught by Bartley inside the 10 and then ripped out of bounds inside the 5. So it's first and goal now for Waverly. It's a gain of 25 and a first down. So first and goal as Bartley gets his second catch of the half. Now two catches, 36 yards. So it's first and goal at the 3. 33.6 seconds remaining in the first half. First and goal at the 3 for Waverly. And a lot of younger guys in the game right now for Axtell. So here's Meehan under center, takes the snap, wants to throw a quick pass. That's caught and into the end zone for a Waverly touchdown. It's Bartley again, makes it 62-6 with 29.8 seconds remaining. The leading receiver, Lane Bartley, goes 3 yards. Pass from Meehan, and that's good for a Bulldogs touchdown. Their first one of the game, 62-6. Axtell leads with 30 seconds to go. We'll line up to go for 2. They're taking their time in the huddle, getting ready for A two-point conversion try. Again, just 29.8 seconds remaining in the half. Meehan takes the snap. A little delay there, and I think we get a timeout, Waverly. So Waverly burns a timeout on a two-point conversion. 29.8 seconds to go. We'll pause for 30. Back in a moment.
For more than 67 years, Community Healthcare System has been committed to supporting a lifetime of health and well-being for your whole family. Their dedicated family medicine team offers a full range of healthcare services at 7 convenient locations and same-day appointments with the local providers you know and trust. Call today at 785-889-4272 or check chcsks.org to learn more about how Community Healthcare System brings life and health to the whole community. 92.1 FM, KMZA.
62-6, Axtell late first half. Waverly calling a timeout on a two-point conversion try, so they'll come out after getting their first points on the board. It was Meehan to Bartley for a three-yard touchdown strike. Axtell's lead again 62-6, so they're back on the field, ready for a two-point conversion. Meehan stands in the gun, Bartley lined up left, Judd Pope is left as well. They bring Bartley in motion here to the near side, stutters, heads back to the far side. They'll fake it to him, Meehan's going to run it himself. Brocksterman had a chance, and Meehan gets into the end zone for the two. So it's 62-8 with just under 30 seconds to go. We'll take a timeout, back in 30 seconds here on Kansaland Radio.
You know them. If you live around here, you've done business with them. Sutter Building Supply in Seneca is the place to go when you've got a project in mind. They carry all brands you trust, like Mohawk, Wilson Art, Larson, Certain Teed, Valspar, and Owings Corning. They even carry Holland Grills, so you can celebrate a job well done. Visa, MasterCard, and Discover accepted. Area do-it-yourselfers and pros know Sutter Building Supply in Seneca is the place to go.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Kirk Hillman back in studio. I'm Brandon Tadman. Axtell trying to put this game away. They lead 62-8 with 30 seconds to go in the half. Waverly just got their first touchdown, and they added a two-point conversion. So again, 62-8. Number one team, an eight-man D2 flexing tonight. Stick around for the Outdoors Real Estate post-game show here in a bit. Axtell preparing for what looks to be an onside kick try by the Bulldogs. As it's Pope, and he just kicks this one away. And it's going to be fielded at the 20 and up near the 25, and that ball is on the turf, and that is a fumble recovery. And that's a turnover by Axtell, and the Bulldogs take it at the 20. So Axtell with their first turnover of the game. So now it's just 23 seconds to go, and the Bulldogs take over first and 10 after the fumble on the kickoff. Bartley jumped on it. So now Meehan takes over first and 10 at the... So they want to fake. Meehan looking downfield. They want to throw it towards the end zone. It is caught. Touchdown, Waverly. Oh, hang on. And 62-14, so now this game will continue. So Meehan to Bartley again. Sixteen seconds left. Meehan under center. Meehan takes the snap, play fake. Looking back here to the near side, has a man, it's caught. And Myers is in for two. It's 62-16. 16.8 seconds remaining in the first half. So we'll step aside, take a break. We're back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You have new health care coverage options through Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans and your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent. No matter what stage of life you are in, you will have options that fit your lifestyle. Plus, our network of providers is one of the largest available throughout the state of Kansas and beyond. For more information and to get a quote, contact Farm Bureau agent Chad Baker at 785-336-2341 or visit kfbhealthplans.com.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Well, Waverly has scored two touchdowns in 13 seconds. 62-16 now is the score. Axtell in front, which is 17 seconds remaining in the first half. They had scored their first touchdown, and then Axtell fumbled the ensuing kickoff. And then it was a one-play, 20-yard touchdown as Brockstrom huddles that one and takes the knee. And so now Axtell back out to work on offense. Again, just with 15 seconds to go here in the half, leading 62-16. And just like that, it was a couple of touchdowns from Meehan to Bartley. To get a couple on the board for Waverly, but again, it's been all Axtell from the jump. With 62 points here in the first half, Schmelzley is in at quarterback. He stands tall, takes the snap, takes a knee. So that will do it for the ball game, as it is officially over. Final score at the half, 62-16, we'll take a timeout. The Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show is next. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Again, final score, 62-16, Axtell. Back in a moment with our post-game coverage here in a moment.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Go Eagles! That's what they say all the time at Porting Farms. They're a big Axtell Eagles supporter and enjoy watching and listening to the games. Thanks to the students, coaches, and teachers who are helping to achieve another great year for the Axtell Eagles from Porting Farms.
State Farm, Kathy here.
Hey, it's Mike. My team just pulled off the biggest upset ever.
Nice, Mike.
And some fans are getting crazy. They even flipped over a car.
Whoa.
Turns out it's my car, though.
Oh.
But I don't want to be upset right now. I want to know State Farm's going to take care of this, right?
We got you covered, Mike.
Yes! Woo!
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca. Licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom. Fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. Flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
When you want tires, you want top brands at rock bottom prices. So in the Houlton area, you got to get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. The others with a similar name are not the same. If your tire shop doesn't have Direct in the name, you'll pay too much. For unbeatable prices and unbeatable service, head to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 5 minutes west of Houlton.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson's Direct Tires.com.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Number one, Axtell will move on to the sub-state round next week to take on Thunder Ridge after they wrap this one up here at Waverly tonight at the half, 62-16. Let's get you caught up on the breakdown here on the Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show. Quick start, about 2 minutes into the game. Axtell got the opening possession. Brandon Schmelzley, a 16-yard touchdown run, made it 6-0 Axtell. And then they force a three and out. Then they go right back down and score. Eli Brockstrom, a 9-yard touchdown run, making it 14-0 at about the halfway point. And then Grady Bussing comes away with an interception. And then Detweiler finds Bussing moments later on a 10-yard touchdown strike, making it 22-0. And then again, Grady Bussing defensively recovers a fumble on the ensuing possession. That's capped off by a Detweiler 10-yard touchdown run, making it 30-0 Axtell late in the first quarter. And then another turnover for Waverly as Brockstrom comes away with the fumble recovery. And then it was Detweiler to Grady Bussing again. That one from 20 yards out made it 38-0 late first. That was the first quarter score at the end of it, 38-0 Axtell. Then Evan Bussing comes away with an INT early in the second quarter. Detweiler to Grady Bussing again, 26-yard touchdown, made it 46-0. And then they get the ball back, and Schmelzley adds another touchdown. That one from 19 yards out made it 54-0. And then another Brandon Schmelzley down after an Ian Scala fumble recovery made it 62-0. And then a couple of late touchdowns, though, by Waverly. Meehan to Bartley for both, one from 3 yards out and then one from 20 yards out. And that was right at the end of the half. That came within a span of 13 seconds. But in the end, game was over at the half, 62-16, the final score. We'll take one more timeout, come back, and announce our Player of the Game, brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. We'll do that after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Hi folks, this is Joe at Holthouse Auto House, your full service dealer in Fairview, Kansas. From getting you your dream ride to all of your service work, we are here to help. We have a full service shop where every vehicle undergoes a 172-point inspection. At Holthouse Auto House, every vehicle comes with a warranty, no as-is vehicles here. Don't see what you're looking for on our lot or website? Our locator service is all inclusive. We will go anywhere in the country to find exactly what you want down to the last detail. We'll find it, get it, inspect it, and finance it, and then we can even service it after the sale. All here at Holthouse Auto House in Fairview.
Life Care Center in Seneca is a great place to work. Their average employee has been with them 10 years plus. Right now they have a hiring bonus available and you'll find increased wages. They pay an incentive of $110 for COVID vaccine completion and they pay for your flu shots. Most of their positions have flexible schedules. Life Care Center in Seneca is hiring right now. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. That's 785-336-3528.
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, you're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. You're so wrapped up in other things. Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasafa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasafa.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
One final time as we get set to wrap up the broadcast. Axtell moving on. They'll face Thunder Ridge next week. It's the number one and number two ranked teams in Class 8-man Division 2 coming up next week for a trip to the state championship game on the line, which should be an absolutely incredible matchup between the Longhorns and the Eagles. Axtell wins sectionals here at Waverly tonight, 62-16, game over at the half. Get you a few numbers, and then our player of the game, the overall stats, Axtell, 284 total yards, Waverly 112. For Axtell, 167 of those yards came on the ground, averaging nearly 9 yards per carry. Waverly had 52 yards rushing on 15 carries, and then again 60 yards passing for the Bulldogs as well for 112 total yards. But again, they had 5 turnovers in the game. Each team had 1 penalty, so not many flags in this game, so kept clean there. Let's go 9 of 11 passing for Isaac Detweiler, 117 yards, and 4 total touchdowns. He had 3 passing and 1 rushing. He also had 8 carries for 80 yards on the ground. Brandon Schmelzley, 8 carries, 76 yards, and 3 touchdowns. Eli Brockstrom had a carry for 9 yards, and then Rylan Bussing got in late. A freshman had 2 carries for 2 yards. Grady Bussing led the receiving attack, 5 receptions for 69 yards and 3 touchdowns. 3 catches, 23 yards for Eli Brockstrom, and Evan Bussing had 1 catch for 25 yards. But again, Grady Bussing, 5 for 69 and 3 scores. We've called a few Axtell games this year, and I'm pretty sure every time it's been Isaac Detweiler, our player of the game, but we are going to go a different route. We're going to go with Grady Bussing in this one. Again, just mentioned 5 receptions for 69 yards and 3 touchdowns. But then in the span of a couple of minutes, he had an interception on defense and then recovered a fumble as well. So an interception and a fumble recovery, and then also 5 catches, 69 yards, and 3 receiving touchdowns. Grady Bussing is our player of the game. Brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. Again, we still got some great action across our airwaves. Centralia leading Linden 33-22 at the half. That game on 103.9 KNZA. Holton Girard on the Holton Channel. JCN and Opie on Care 93.7. So again, next week, it's number one at number two as Axtell will make the trip to Thunder Ridge in the battle of the top two teams at 8-man D2 in the sub-state round, and that winner will get to the state championship game. So keep it locked in throughout the beginning of next week. We'll let you know our broadcast schedule for the rest of the games in the area, but we will have Axtell and Thunder Ridge. Again, the final score, 62-16, Axtell 11-0, Waverly ends their season at 7-2. For Kirk Kilman back in studio, I'm Brandon Tadman. We'll talk to you next week here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.